The Life Engine, written by Rick Baker, narrated by Jeffrey Knight. Chapter 18, The Messenger. Cabin John, Maryland. The faces of the regulars in Horton's All-American Pub were hard and lined with the spider webs of career drinking. A professional carnival guesser might put the average age at somewhere around 150. Though a few yuppies were sprinkled into the crowd, the uninitiated were encouraged to stay home, and pussies who ordered anything but shots and beer were forced to reconsider or go packing. Tucked under the viaduct at the dark end of Seven Locks Road in Cabin John, Maryland, just a few miles west of central D.C., Horton's was the bar that time forgot, and for its regulars, the place they called home. Wolf looked a little out of place, not to mention screwing up the average age of the patrons as he walked down the length of the bar to the enclosed phone booth. It was one of the few such relics left in the city and one of four positioned prominently inside Horton's. He mouthed a Bud Light beer order to the bartender Jocko, whose face was petrified into a permanent sneer. Inside the old red London-style phone booth, Wolf turned numbers using the classic rotary dial and waited. He smiled at the vast array of limericks and graffiti on the walls, tapping a finger on his favorite rhyme while he waited for the end of the line to pick up. Said the hooker who lived in the hayloft, "My sister took the penicillin and made off." "Well, that explains," said the man, "why none of us can go pee without screaming our heads off." Now that was poetry. A voice sounded on the line. "Department, connect me to DSD at HMAS. It's Wolf." This was the first time Wolf had been assigned to a personal staff operations officer. Her name was Racine Harmon. He had never met her in person. While the call was being routed, he ran down the recent events. He thought of Sahel, Dakar, Poilo, even Tripod, all the way back to the fateful meeting with Cortez so many worlds away. The smell and feel of the forest persisted in his memory. The incident at Bayou Orinos ghosted before his mind's eye. A little voice in his head asked, "What can one guy do anyway? You're a dumb jock. Remember that. Drink beer, follow orders, and stay out of trouble." His thoughts moved to April. There had been little time to prepare for the encounter at the lab. Wolf needed to get a better handle on this situation. Controlling the events unfolding before him was a little like wanting to contain a tsunami with a couple of sandbags. The trouble, he recognized, was that the profile they'd drawn of April was as flawed as the one they developed on Cortez. She was complex, impossible to read. Was she more involved? After witnessing her reaction firsthand, Wolf didn't believe she knew anything about stealing the vice president's code key. He also knew she wasn't just an innocent bystander in the political storm rising over the stolen data. Well after midnight, Wolf walked out of Horton's door and breathed in the sobering, crisp night air. He turned up his collar and stepped into the cold, steady rain. His sharp skills of observation had not picked up the identity of the woman moving toward him on the wet sidewalk with her face obscured by a dark umbrella. Always the gentleman, Wolf noticed the dropped purse and bent to retrieve it. "Let me get that." "Why, thank you," she said in her sweetest voice before slamming the full force of her foot into his groin. "For absolutely nothing." Wolf doubled over with a grimace as he fell to his knees in slow motion. He gingerly reached out to touch the pointed toe of the offending boot. All he could manage was a hoarse rasp. "Do I know you?" "You're with those CIA thugs," April said. Wolf looked up at her. "What are you doing here? I followed you. You're not the first government riffraff to snoop in my office, to pose as someone you're not."
"Dr. Gentry, you've got me all wrong," Wolf said, struggling to compose himself.
"Oh yes, something is definitely wrong, all right. I know who you are. Everybody knows you. Now you're what, FBI? CIA? How does this work?"